These mental health moments are brought to you by the Georgia Psychological Foundation. I am Dr. Betsy Gard. I'm a psychologist and an adjunct professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the Emory Medical School. Today, we're going to be talking about coping with difficult dialogues and political differences. When two people, groups, or organizations endorse different values, goals, perspectives, or means to achieve these ends, there can be very difficult problems with communication and polarization. Many of the underlying issues around these differences revolve around issues of safety, autonomy, power, identity, and actualization. At the individual level, these conflicts or difficult dialogues can disrupt relationships and can lead to people feeling disengaged, distant, and actually avoiding contact. At a group or community level, these differences can lead to polarization, disillusionment, and even violence when the other feels that the ends justify whatever means is chosen. Are there ways to cope with these difficult dialogues and political differences? Here are a few suggestions. Help find an area or value that you and the other can both agree on or endorse. For example, in a one-to-one or individual situation, it may be the importance of the friendship or the family or the connection. At a community level, it may take the form of a mandate that all value health and reaching out to those in need. Try to avoid being polarized around who's good and who's bad. Third, be prepared to listen and be able to reflect back what you hear, hopefully without interpretation. Ask if the other is interested in your perspective and view. Also know that there are positive actions that you can take despite differences in the community or the organizational level. Align yourself with advocacy groups that promote your values and views in peaceful, pro-social ways. Make donations to organizations that value your viewpoint. Use your voice to vote in upcoming elections to have your viewpoint represented. Finally, although these may be difficult times, know we can be prepared to broach the conflicts and make a difference.